This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Richard Pan is a calculated, malicious liar.
The Health Ranger Report.
He's the kind of liar who wants to keep the people of California ignorant as he's poisoning their children.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Wow. All I can say is wow about all of these documents coming out now that show collusion between the EPA and Monsanto. It's really unbelievable. We've been able to identify a Monsanto mole working inside the EPA. He's no longer there, but he was there, and his job was to squash all of the science that showed that Roundup, also known as glyphosate, was carcinogenic. And there was another EPA scientist who has since died from cancer who listed out the 14 different ways that glyphosate causes cancer. And this scientist, a woman, begged her colleagues in a letter, and we published this letter at glyphosate.news, as well as naturalnews.com, but we've got the full court documents at glyphosate.news. And in this letter, she begs her colleagues to stop lying and stop covering up the science and stop making regulatory decisions just so they can get bigger bonuses. And, you know, stop selling out to industry and actually do something for humanity for a change. But, oh, and she also accuses another colleague, another woman, of accepting bribes from Monsanto. And this has all come out. Monsanto tried to squash this information. They tried to seal it, make sure none of it could come out. They claimed, oh, they were going to be publicly embarrassed if this came out. And the ruling judge disagreed and said, no, this needs to be unsealed. This needs to be public. And so it's the organization called the U.S. Right to Know. It's the website is USRTK, usrighttoknow.org. And there, Gary Ruskin and others are doing just amazing work, incredible, real investigative journalism, you know, not just activism, but journalism as well, and investigations and using the court system and getting documents and posting them. So they posted all these PDFs, and there's hundreds of pages. It's almost like a big WikiLeaks document dump. So what I've been doing, I've been taking the PDFs, and then we've translated them into text files so that you can search the full text, and then we're posting the text files on glyphosate.news. And in case you don't know how to spell that, it's glyphosate, glyphosate. It's similar to phosphate because that's actually, believe it or not, that's part of the molecule, but it's not the same as phosphate. It's glyphosate. And what's interesting, there are other molecules, by the way, just give you a little tip from the lab science side of my knowledge. There's also other things called glyphosinate, for example, that's slightly different. And there's AMPA, there's complex glyphosate, there are many different molecular forms. But anyway, that's beside the point. Go to glyphosate.news and check out this full document. Now, what we know from these documents, and I haven't even yet had time to go through them all, I'm still working on them. It's going to take, I'm thinking now, about a week to get through all these documents, but I'm posting them so you can go through them too. I'm actually posting them before I go through them. So I post the full document and then I go through and see what they contain. But what I'm seeing so far is a clear pattern of criminal collusion inside the EPA. That EPA, and this is no surprise because I've actually been saying this for years, EPA has been completely taken over by Monsanto and the pesticide industry. EPA is the Environmental Pollution Agency. EPA destroys the environment. EPA is the organization that poisons your food and poisons the environment. And they do it knowingly and willingly. And people are bribed inside the EPA, and they engage in criminal collusion. And so one of the upshots of all of this is that I'm going to be calling on President Trump to initiate a financial audit of all the high-level EPA bureaucrats and scientists and find out who's been taking bribes from the industry. It's time to do a complete financial audit. And then when we find who's been taking bribes, it's time to arrest them and charge them with criminal bribery and fraud and collusion and whatever other charges are appropriate. It's time for the DOJ to go after this collusion inside the EPA and, by the way, the CDC, which is also a massive criminal fraud ring. We posted another story on Natural News that talks about the vaccine deep state. If you want to find that article, just search for vaccine deep state. And it quotes research from a book author who's got an amazing book documenting the entire criminal ring. Basically, it's a RICO racketeering ring inside the CDC. Massive fraud, massive embezzlement, science fraud, financial fraud, cover-ups, intimidation. This is another pattern that we're seeing now with the EPA. The EPA scientist letter I mentioned earlier also talks about how certain people inside the EPA who were on Monsanto's payroll were engaged in scientific intimidation campaigns against the other scientists. And so, you know, really, for me, none of this is surprising because I've been warning about this for years. I've talked about this for a long time. But even Bloomberg is covering this now, and even Reuters is covering this to some extent with articles that say, you know, Monsanto authored the science papers, which means they faked the science, of course, that were then used by the EPA to make their decisions. The EPA saying, well, glyphosate doesn't cause cancer and therefore it's approved for use everywhere. It's all a big fraud. I'm just shocked that even certain elements of the mainstream media are starting to cover it. But, you know, then again, Bloomberg is actually more legit as a media source, whereas organizations like Forbes are just total whores, total prostitutes for Monsanto. You know, Forbes is probably the worst, actually. Their articles are basically written for them by the biotech industry. They're just a propaganda mouthpiece for big biotech and big pharma. So anyway, this story is getting a lot of traction outside of course, just independent media. It's also getting traction in mainstream media. Of course, the Huffington Post is covering it as well, because the Huffington Post, which is a very, very, you know, dishonest publisher in general, they do good work on the issue of pesticides and herbicides, but they won't tell the truth about vaccines. And anybody who posts on Huffington Post something true about vaccines, like mercury and vaccines and autism, they get banned or their articles get yanked and so on. So Huffington Post is not to be trusted overall. They're still pro-pharma, pro-vaccine, pro-mercury, you know, murdering children, aborting babies, using the aborted fetal tissue to grow more vaccines to inject into other children. That's the Huffington Post. They just happen to be correct about pesticides. Whereas, if you want the real truth on all of this, you know, Natural News is the best source. We tell the truth about what's in vaccines. The fetal tissue, the African green monkey kidney cells, yeah, the mercury, the aluminum, MSG, formaldehyde, the other aborted fetal tissue cell lines, WI-38, MRC-5, all listed by the CDC, and so on. We tell the truth, and we tell the truth about the pesticides, the herbicides. Basically, we are the leading independent science publisher news source on the internet. We have our own lab, we do our own science, we tell the truth about all the science, and we're not corrupted by corporate interests. We're not corrupted by, you know, the vaccine industry or government grant money or anything like that. And that's why all of this is coming out on Natural News more than anywhere else. We cover the whole spectrum of science truth. We cover the whistleblowers. We cover biosludge and Dr. David Lewis, former EPA whistleblower. We cover the vaccine truth topics. We cover pesticides. We cover GMOs. We cover it all. You know, fluoride in the water supply, heavy metals in the Flint, Michigan water. We cover it all. We're the only ones who do all pure science, 100% real science, without censoring it due to political views. I mean, yeah, we have our own political views, but we don't censor the science to achieve some political outcome like the Huffington Post does. So anyway, check all of this out. It's at naturalnews.com and it's at glyphosate.news. The story is breaking. More documents are going to be posted. I'm going to be citing more extracts from those documents and more quotes from the court cases, the depositions, all of that. It's mind-blowing. It's all coming out. We're living in the age of transparency now. It's all coming out. Check it all out at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.